The Bridge Podcast is a part of the STM Daily News Blog and TNC Network. The Daily News Blog offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment.
Hello, and welcome to the premiere episode of The Bridge, a show where we delve into transformative stories and powerful community voices that bridge our understandings and connect us deeper to each other's experiences. In this episode, we're reflecting on Pride Month, June 2024, by taking you right into the heart of Columbus, Ohio. During its vibrant Pride Parade, Stonewall Columbus Pride. Here with us today is Jared Kenneth Page, a resident of Ohio who shares his journey through acceptance, identity, and pride. Jared, can you start by telling us about your first experience coming out and the emotions that surrounded that time in your life?
I want to say I was probably 15, maybe 16. I knew I felt different my whole life. And I even had a girlfriend up to that point. But at that age, it wasn't just about me anymore. It was about her. And I asked myself, did I think I could go any further than what we were? And the answer was no. And then I got scared because I had to tell my parents and not only her. But once I did, me and her were not on speaking terms anymore, because I don't know if I would say I lied to her for a long time, but I guess I wasn't honest either. So I lost my best friend, but I also found who I was. So at the end of the day, that's what was really most important.
How did your parents react when you told them?
My parents were accepting. I mean, I never had that fear, because even though I hadn't officially came out, I remember going around when I was little and wearing my cousin's high heel boots. You know what I mean? And they just always supported me. I played with dolls growing up, you know what I mean? And I liked having my nails painted, and I liked wearing the boots, as I said. So, I mean, I've always been this way.
Could you share what it was like for you to make friends, especially before coming out?
No one knew I was gay, and it was extremely hard to make male friends, especially, just because of how I came off and how people perceived me. My mannerisms, the way I spoke, the way I make hand gestures. I mean, you can't hide it unless you're intentionally trying to hide it. And I never really was trying to hide it. I was just who I was. And I had to come to terms with who that was, but making friends was hard.
Jared, you've mentioned the importance of Pride events. What changed for you attending your first Pride at 18, and how do you find it now, years later?
Pride is very important. I've been, 2012 was my first year. I was 18, and here I am 12 years later, and it's just been amazing. Every year my confidence grows. I feel more of who I am. And I feel like that projects onto others, and they feel like they can be themselves. Oh my God, I have endless friends now. As an adult, it's 100% different from when you're a kid and you're trying to grow up and you're trying to learn who you are and fit in a certain group. Now as an adult, I don't care to fit in.
With societal shifts over the years, particularly regarding LGBTQ rights, have you noticed changes at the Pride Parade?
I didn't see any protesters this year. I didn't see people with signs. I didn't see groups of people quoting the Bible. There's nothing wrong with it. My first Pride, there were groups of people being held back by police. There were barriers, and there were barriers of people just lined up as the parade was going down High Street, just shouting horrendous things. And you didn't see that. I didn't see that, you know, it's completely different than what it was just a decade ago. Pride has gotten safer. And I know that feels like a big leap to say that because of the world we live in, but you think just 10 years ago, gay marriage wasn't legal. So you've had all these things that have happened that have pushed boundaries and opened things up. And then you have trans rights and transsexuals trying to fight for their rights and all this. And there's a space there for them. There's a space there for everyone. All these different groups in the gay community, you know, bisexuals, you know, people who identify as non-binary, you know, they don't go by a man or a woman title. They're just who they are, they. And that's another big group fighting for their rights.
It's wonderful to see progress being embraced at such community gatherings. Looking toward the future, Jared, what are your hopes for the LGBTQ community?
Things to do in the future is to not become complacent and to feel like, okay, well, we did enough. You know, we have some rights. No, you continue to push forward until you feel like you could raise a family in a world where your child can go out the door dressed however they want to dress, speak however they want to speak, be friends with whoever they want to be friends with, and know that you can send your child to school without the fear of than being bullied every single day, like I was, for who you are. So it's a never-ending thing, you know? It's never going to be over. I think a big thing is involving the church, honestly, because there are a lot of churches out there that are gay-friendly. Because if you think about it, the big barrier between gays and straights is religion. And that's wrong. I don't feel like you should place religion on someone. Because there's a million different religions. So who's to say which one is the right one?
Jared, thank you for sharing your journey and reflections with us today. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this inaugural episode of The Bridge. Let's keep building bridges and celebrating every step of our collective journey. Join us next time for more stories that connect us.
You are listening to The Bridge, brought to you by the STM Daily News Blog and TNC Network. For more articles, news, and insights, visit the Daily News blog and also sign up for our newsletter, STM and Coffee, so that you can receive news right into your inbox.